Hey everybody, this is Damian G from the Big Gold Belt Podcast. And if you're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area like I am, and you have an old school gaming arcade itch you want to scratch, I suggest you go to Free Play Arcade that has three locations throughout the DFW area in Arlington, Richardson, and Fort Worth, respectively. It's got all your classic arcade faves from Pac-Man to Pinball to Street Fighter 2. It is your one-stop shop for all your arcade needs. Add to that a full-fledged bar with multiple beers on tap, along with impeccable and strict cleaning and social distancing protocols. It's been rated 5 stars by the Dallas Morning News for 4 years running. That is Free Play Arcade. You can find us at freeplayinc.com/savethearcade, where if you want to contribute and you can't make it out to the arcade, you can purchase gift cards, swag, t-shirts, stickers, coasters, and the like. That is freeplayinc.com/savethearcade, and I hope to see you there. Damon G Daily on Spotify and all your streaming podcast locations, brought to you in part by anchor.fm, as well as Free Play Arcade and Big Gold Belt Media. It is I, your boy, Damon G. And honestly, Damon G Daily has been something that I've enjoyed doing. I've enjoyed writing down notes for it, because a lot of the time, for those who don't know me, I tend to do better stuff when I don't plan, when I just kind of go with what I'm feeling. And oftentimes, I tend to find what I'm really passionate about in the midst of talking. So, in keeping with the gimmick and keeping on brand for me, I had one particular thing I wanted to talk about, and it was going to be about communication and how people don't listen. They don't listen to understand, they listen to respond. But that was circumvented because I started going back to some of my old podcasts from about maybe 2 years ago, back when I was working with a group called New Age Insiders, where I met one of my old co-hosts and friends by the name of Chip K. Fabe. I've known him going on 3 years now. We have done at least 3 shows for 3 different networks together, talking about women's wrestling, wrestling in general, or just nerd culture. Saved by the Bell is another thing Chip and I. You can find him on social media at Chip K. Fabe. Tell him Damien sent you, and then he'll say why. He hated being on air by himself whenever I would leave him to do something. It was always so fun to think back about that kind of stuff, but that is what made me want to switch what I was going to talk about. And what I wanted to talk about here on Damien G. Daily is the lessons you learn while experiencing parts of your life that you may or may not have liked. So those tough love lessons, or those in retrospect lessons that are either beneficial to your growth, well, they are beneficial, let me not mince words here, but at the time they feel as if they're detriments. So I'm currently right now talking to Chip as I record this episode, and we are reminiscing about an episode where I had my ex on the show with me while he was on with me. And instead of me being mad, and this wasn't a relationship that ended well, in my opinion, but what it taught me was it was part of my life lesson. And instead of being mad about how everything turned out, I'm choosing to see the lesson and the value in what that taught me. And even right now, just talking to my friend right now about all the fun stuff we did back when I lived in New York, and then when I first moved here, we would travel to indie shows. I'll never forget, my boy Chip literally flew out to Chicago from the New England area. I think I was living in Texas at this time. Yeah, it was to go attend All In, the pay-per-view, which is now known from AEW, but it wasn't AEW beforehand. So he flew out morning of. We spent the whole day together with our friends at Starcade, watching. Starcade is basically Comic-Con for wrestling fans. Meeting up with people, interviewing people, just enjoying our lives. And I'll never forget, my man knocked on my hotel room door at like 10 a.m. and he just landed. And the first things, or one of the first things out of his mouth, he's going to kill me when this gets posted, but whatever, man, was he wanted to get drunk at 10 a.m. because he had a job interview shortly thereafter. And he said once he was done with it, he was going to want to go and get wasted. So what did we do at 12 o'clock and at before going? We did our work. And then before going to the event, we met up with other people from our former employers at New Age Insiders. And we decided to go to a Chewy's. I think it was a Chewy's. And just drink margaritas at 1 in the afternoon. And those are one of those lessons where I learned that I had some really good times when I was doing this stuff professionally more often. And as I talk to you now here on Damien G Daily, I'm thinking back to all those shows. And we wonder if we were any good at what we did. You know, the lessons we learn, be it through relationships, be it through life lessons, be it through life situations, were we any good? Because I literally 10 seconds ago was thinking, am I good at this? Do I still got it? Am I still talented enough to do this? And now talking to Chip, I know we had something special. That show was a lot of fun. For those who don't know, Salty Chips will always be in my heart. Shattered Glass Cast was one we did with another host where we talked women's wrestling, and I know a lot of people didn't appreciate three men talking about women's wrestling, but once they got to know the show and know the realm we came from, that kind of made fans out of people. And that guy has been my friend ever since, and he knows no matter what happens, even when I went through some personal stuff back in mid-2018, he kept it. I asked him to keep a secret, and he kept that secret for me. As far as I know, nobody knows that secret I told him, and he's a friend. So I can say, looking back, I have learned lessons from that window between the 2017 to 2019, that two-year window when I was traveling all the time, covering shows, meeting people, interviewing wrestlers, interviewing niche sport athletes. I even dabbled in ring announcing at one point, where one time, and if you want to really see that, I can show you the link to that, when I started working in radio down here in Dallas. It was fun. It was something I will cherish the rest of my life. And yeah, the relationship I had did not work out. That's okay. Yeah, I don't speak to the person. That's okay. But because of everything associated with this person who had been around the business of professional wrestling, so that's how that was. And I'm talking to him again now as I talk to you, and he's even asking me, was he any good at being a co-host? And I told him, you know, all jokes aside, in the wrestling world that I have been around and worked with on commentary or just in this broadcast realm, he's my favorite co-host of all time. You can give me 10 Chip kayfabes and I guarantee you we will put out content that matters to both of us. And I think that's something that a lot of people tend to forget when they're putting content out there, is that you have to enjoy what it is you're talking about, or else the message gets lost, which is something, as I said earlier about communication, the message tends to get lost when you either A, don't really believe in what you're saying, which I feel is why I'm not good in typical sales jobs, because 90% of the time the thing I'm selling isn't worth my effort or value, but that's just me. Otherwise in communication, people just want to be heard, hopefully, but then they tend to interrupt you and then want to put their point across, and they don't want to learn in an even exchange. They just want to see their gums flap. So big shout out to my boy Chip Kayfabe for being such a wonderful reason I had to go through that life instance regarding a failed relationship, and potentially even a stop start to my broadcast career. If it wasn't for the Salty Chip Show or New Age Insiders, who knows where I would have been in my career without them. So kudos to them. And I'll get out of here after this break. I want to bring up another thing that's on my mind. And we'll do that after this commercial. You are listening to Damien G Daily. It's your boy, Damien G. Be right back. And we're back here on Damien G Daily. Thank you, as always, to people who have reached out, to all my social medias at Damien G Show, Twitter, Instagram, DamienGShow@gmail.com if you want to chat via email. But I'm going to get Coach Damien G on you for a split second. Not literally a split second, but you get the idea. Growth and development is hard. Now, I don't tend to bash any of my former clients on air. I don't tend to bash anybody on air because I like to stay as positive as humanly possible, unless people need to get put in their place. And I have one or two people that might need a bit of an attitude adjustment, but I won't even go there. All I'm going to say is, for the people that I work with, for the people that know me, for the people that have seen my own personal growth and development over these last 2 years or even these last 6 months, I challenge you to tell me that you yourself are the same person you were 5 months ago, 5 years ago. Shit, tell me if you're the same person 5 days ago. Because I will challenge you and tell you, you're not. For those that don't know, DG Coaching was doing really well before COVID. Now we're making it work. But a lot of people are having trouble making it work. Some of my clients are having trouble making life work. And to that angle, I'll tell them to keep moving forward, to not give up, to not quit. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when people don't take ownership of where they need to be or what they need to do, they lash out. They blame other people for their misfortune. They blame you for not doing more for them when all you can give is a certain amount of effort, time, in some cases money, not me, but in some cases money, and that's still not good enough. Now, I've been doing this game for a long time now. You know, my history as a counselor, a therapist, a coach, a youth services lifer, a program director, a program manager, executive management, the list goes on and on. I've had to make tough choices in my time. I've had to make fun choices. I've had to make really difficult ones. I've had to fire people, and that's never fun. I've had to turn down clientele because I just didn't fit the profile of what they were looking to do. Now, if you listen to last night's Damien G Daily, which was a repost from earlier in the year, I can turn people away. I'm not a charity. And it took me a while to get used to not taking in every single client. And there's one or two that over the last maybe month, they weren't very pleased with me. They weren't very pleased with the fact that I wouldn't be even wanting to either work with them or even going above and beyond for them. I hate to sound like a mercenary, but once I've worked with you in the past and I've told you I'm not the person to work with for you, you need something different, please, I beg you with all the fibers in my being, please do not act as if I'm the bad guy when I try to redirect you. Please don't act like I'm the bad guy when I coach you and give you a consult of what you need to do. But going back to the first topic I was going to bring up today, you choose not to listen. You chose not to heed my concerns and heed my suggestions. I gave you my time. You gave me attitude. I gave you feedback. You gave me resistance. And I feel as if that's a lot of people today. I love tough love. In the moment, I hate it, but I know long term it's great for my growth and development. I want to punch you in the face in the moment, but I know deep down inside, I have to figure out what's best for me after you've said what you have said. I've taken unsolicited advice from people regarding my broadcast career, regarding my coaching career, regarding even running an online business. I've taken a lot of unsolicited advice, and Damien 10 years ago, shit, Damien 5 years ago, would have been really defensive about it. So the book, The Four Agreements, is something that really helps me. And I'm not going to go into the book as like a breakdown, but I'm going to say the don't take things personally aspect of the teachings helps me a lot in all my facets. I was recently told I need to get off my high horse. All I can say to that is, okay, that's your opinion. I'm not going to listen to you. Thank you for sharing with the class, but I don't care. I've had people tell me that, hey, you know, your broadcast style isn't going to get you a lot of views on, let's say, YouTube or Twitch, or even a lot of downloads off of, you know, some of the middling podcast streams. And I'll say, okay. But because I know where my goal is, I'm not trying to start my own media company. I'm not trying to do what my friends over at Big Gold Belt Media do. Like, that's why I joined their team. They are already a media organization. They brought me on. That's my goal. That was my goal. To get hired by a media company to talk behind a microphone and produce content for them. But the amount of people who have told me, man, start your own. I just want to show up and talk. I just want to show up and interview people and converse. That's what I want for me. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't want that for themselves. They're looking at what other people can do for them and not what they can do for themselves. Look, you can have goals and aspirations. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm not saying give away all your fight and your wants. But you gotta be realistic. You gotta know what your pain points are. Even in coaching, I get to know what my clients' pain points are. And there sometimes are moments when I have to sit there and tell them, this ain't gonna work. And then I'll tell them why it's not going to work. And they don't like it. But you know what? Here's the difference. It's not unsolicited. I'm not gonna yell at you just because I don't agree with something in your personal life. I'm not gonna chastise you just because it's a Tuesday. You pay me for it and we're having a conversation. Sure, why not? We're exchanging ideas. But all in all, I'm not gonna just blow smoke out of my ass, pardon the French, because I don't agree with you. Because what that does, that shows an emotional charge that I have about something that you said about me. So maybe I am on a high horse, maybe I'm not. Maybe I do charge too much, maybe I don't. Maybe my broadcast style is boring, maybe it's not. We always talk about beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So the way you choose to use your life and live your life is in your own eyes. If you behold it as beautiful, who am I to tell you otherwise? But if you come to me for advice and you come to me for work and I give you an outside perspective of someone who doesn't know, I don't tend to coach my friends and family. I don't like to cross those two streams, I should say. But if and when I do, they already know I'm coming from a place of love. It may be tough love. It may be get your head out of your ass love. But I still love them. I treat my clients like I treat my friends. If you're not willing to make choices and fix things in your life that maybe are a detriment, that's on you. That's the whole point of Damon G. Daily. Somebody told me, a mentor told me, I'll say that, that I should start putting out daily content. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm putting out daily content, as long as I like it, so be it. And that's where Damon G. Daily started. But I implore you all, if you're asking for help, get it. But be prepared. The people that you're asking for help may not be able to give you the help you need. It doesn't mean we're on high horses. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be coaches or counselors. Doesn't mean we're too big time for y'all. See, I will never talk in riddles. Usually when I'm on a coaching call or I do some research for other coaches, I hear the same spiel. Oh, you need to take drastic action for yourself. You need to invest in yourself. Which when a coach pretty much says that, that's code word for I'm going to charge you a shit ton of money. Hope you can afford it. Look up any of these YouTube gurus, go to any of their webinars, By the way, they're never live. Just an FYI, they're never live. And then they'll say, what are you willing to invest in yourself? I will never hit you with that. I'm not a charlatan. I'm not that kind of coach. I'm not that kind of counselor. I tell you what my rates are. I tell you the kind of people I work with. And it's on you to decide if that's right for you. Just like this show. This may not be right for you. For my wrestling fan friends, I know this isn't your bag. I know that. For my sports fan friends who used to hear me talk sports in NBA, I know this isn't your bag either. But whether or not it's your bag or not, it's mine. My show, my bag. You go to Coach Damon G, you're going to get Coach Damon G. So I just wanted to vent that out really quick. I just wanted to let my clients who are, or even prospective clients who are listening know, don't bring that here. Don't bring the pity party. Don't bring the why is this happening to me. No, no, no. Don't bring that you're not helping me. No, no, no. I have one client who I adore dearly, dearly. They pay me. I know what they need to work on, and we work on it. Simple, right? Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. That supposedly is the phrase. We don't work for free. This show, I still get paid for, so I'm not working for free either. But it goes back to what I said in the first segment about life issues and life lessons. You learn. You learn when doors close in your face, you kick the door down. You learn when people walk away from you, you walk away too. The key of any good negotiation, I'll leave you on this point. The key to every good negotiation is being able to walk away from the terms that are being presented to you and don't have second thoughts. As always, you can find me at Damon G Show on all your social medias. This is Damon G Daily, numero quattro, number 4. We will talk to you soon. And remember, kids, without you, there is no us. Love you all. Talk soon.